It's time for our ADT Championship Spotlight segment, the premier event of the LPGA Tour season coming up this November, just about a month and a half away at Trump International Golf Club. For advanced tickets, you can log on to ADTChampionship.com or call 888-LPGA-TIX. And joining us now on the line is a native Floridian, and she grew up down south in Miami and learned from one of the best in Jim McLean. It is Christy Kerr. Christy, good morning to you. Thanks for spending a couple of minutes with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
You're having a great year. You had a win just about a month ago at the Safeway out in Portland. You're number one right now in the second half points list. You're pretty much assured of a spot in that 32-woman field at the ADT about 6 weeks from now. So give us an idea for how your year's been so far.
It's been an interesting year because I felt like I was playing well, but I just hadn't, you know, had three or four good rounds to be able to win a tournament, and recently just won a tournament. And I've been playing pretty well as of late, so I'm pretty happy with the way things are going. It'd be great to get another win.
Christy, I was looking a little bit over your stats. Your putting's excellent. Greens and reg are real good. The driving accuracy seems to be the only bugaboo. Is that something you know that you can consciously work on, or is that more psychological? As the year goes on, that you know, for whatever reason, you're having trouble hitting some fairways.
You know, the greens in regulation and putts per green are pretty good statistics. Every statistic can be a little bit misleading. Sometimes you have a dog leg and you hit it through the fairway or something like that. So I would say I'm still pretty accurate off the tee. I mean, sometimes, again, statistics aren't great across the board. You should see how the scorekeepers actually, what they have to go through. The scoring sheets are actually really, really difficult to interpret. So, you just try and work on being a little bit more accurate. It's, you know, my greens and regulation and my putting are more important statistics to me.
LPGA Tour Pro Christy Kerr joining us here on the line. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. It's our ADT Championship Spotlight segment. For advanced tickets, log on to ADTChampionship.com. The ladies are coming to South Florida just about 6 weeks from now, and Christy Kerr will be in that field, number one right now and on the points list for the second half of the season, thanks in large part to that win at the Safeway about a month ago. Christy, obviously you're a Miami native. You grew up down here, and for your entire career, dating back all the way to junior golf, you've had one instructor, and that, of course, is Jim McLean. How important has that been to you to have that consistency throughout your entire career?
It's pretty important, but that's actually a little bit inaccurate. I've worked with Jim up until the point I was about 18, and I've been working with a master instructor, which used to be his assistant, named Brian Lebedevich, who heads up his golf school at PGA West in California. So Brian and I have worked together since I'm, you know, almost 18 years old. So he's been my instructor for the majority of my life, although Jim has always been my mentor.
So what kind of things are you working on a day-to-day, month-to-month basis? I mean, is it fundamentals, or is it more specific than that?
No, it's always swing mechanics and working on technique with short game and putting. Once you're at this point in the season, it's really just kind of trying to maintain and fine-tune your game to be able to, you know, put those three, four good rounds together.
Christy, you're somebody that started off at a young age and actually found some success at a young age. What advice do you give young golfers, specifically females who, you know, are just coming into the game now? And, it's not really much of a man's game anymore. It is open to males and females. What advice do you give to young girls that are just starting to get into the game in terms of, you know, preparation or what they need to work on to become successful?
Well, I mean, I think there are different levels of success and different advice you give in certain situations. If they're wanting to be a professional, you tell them one thing. If they just want to be, you know, good and have this game, you know, for the rest of their lives and not be a professional, you're going to tell them obviously different things. My main things that I would stress are just have fun and you know, get the proper instruction. And if you want to become a professional, you have to play in tournament golf. You have to play with people that are better than you and, you know, try and raise your level of play.
LPGA Tour Pro Christy Kerr joining us here on the line. Russ and Pat with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. It's our ADT Championship Spotlight segment, just about 6 weeks away. The premier event of the LPGA Tour season, that $1 million first place prize, the 32 best female golfers in the world. And Christy, of course, number one on the points list for the second half of the season. And it is a huge event. It's a limited field event. It's such a cool format, Christy, the ADT, the 32 women, and then you cut it down in half to 16 after Friday, then half again to 8 for Sunday. day vying for that $1 million prize. What is it like for you? Do you look forward to this event each year?
I do. You know, it's a relatively new tournament for us. I think this is the third year that it's happening, and it is exciting to have a shot at the million. You know, but in another sense, you know, I played great last year, and, you know, maybe I just fell short, and, you know, there was a big discrepancy between the first place and the fourth place check. I think I made $18,000, and the winner walked away with $1 million. So, you know, in that sense, you're working hard for 4 days, and I guess it is worth the chance for $1 million, though.
Hey, Christy, we hear from a lot of female golfers that this is one of their favorite courses, the Trump International here in West Palm Beach, to play. What's your favorite course on tour, and what's your favorite golf course that's not on tour?
Well, I think I have many favorites. You know, I don't really go a lot of different places for recreational golf, but I am a member of Trump International in West Palm Beach. Donald and I are pretty good friends. And, you know, his course is my favorite course in Florida that I've played. You know, away from the tournament scene, I haven't played that many golf courses, but the, you know, Spyglass on the peninsula in California is terrific. You know, my second sort of home course in Arizona is the Mirabel Golf Club, so I love that course as well.
Yeah, Donald Trump has two courses that he owns that are on the LPGA Tour rotation, the other one being the one in L.A. in California. And what is he like? Do you play with him on a regular basis? What is it like to tee up with Donald?
It's always fun to play with Donald. He, you know, he likes to hit an extra shot here or there, and he's really improved his game over the last couple of years. He has a lot of fun with whatever he does.
LPGA Tour Pro Christy Kerr joining us here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Christy, wanted to make sure that we mentioned your organization that you have in honor of your mother, Birdies for Breast Cancer, which is it's been up and running for about 5 years now, and of course it is October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Do you have something special going on this month for the Birdies for Breast Cancer?
You know, we're producing these pink Courage bracelets that we'll sell, just like the Lance Armstrong bracelets. We'll be able to hopefully hand those out at West Palm Beach. You know, you got to talk to the tournament director and sort all that out. But, you know, we're just driving traffic to our website, and we're going to be looking forward to, you know, our fifth event, you know, in the New York area in the summer of 2009.
That website, by the way, is birdiesforbreastcancer.com. It's all one word, birdiesforbreastcancer.com.
Hey, Christy, last question for me. Anytime we get an LPGA player on, you know, the hot issue for the last couple months really has been the language requirement that the LPGA wanted to hit everybody up with, that doesn't speak English. They've gone back and forth, and now they're not going to require it, I think, is the last thing that we heard from Carolyn Bivens. What do you think of the whole thing, and do you think it's something that the LPGA should be doing?
Well, first of all, I think that the LPGA is going in the right direction as far as wanting to think out of the box. The first time I actually ever heard about this language policy was when a reporter asked me in Portland. So, you know, I had an interesting reaction, but, you know, I support the LPGA and for them wanting to think out of the box. But I think this is a good learning experience for the LPGA as well, in the sense that, you know, they do need to get a little bit more of the general consensus of what, you know, the players think, so that everybody's on the same page, and that when they're ready to go out with a message, especially to the media, that, you know, that everybody knows what's going on and you know, everybody's on the same page. So I think that it was a great learning experience for the LPGA. I don't think it should have been a mandatory thing where people are going to get fined for not being able to speak English. I think everybody should want to market themselves and help the tour more, and it can certainly be encouraged, but there was no way they were going to be able to enforce somebody getting their playing privileges taken away, you know, due to the difficulty of them learning English.
She is Christy Kerr, LPGA Tour Pro. She won about a month ago out in Portland at the Safeway, and of course she's number one on the second half points list in large part because of that victory. So she will be teeing it up at Trump International just about 6 weeks from now for the ADT Championship, and we really appreciate the time, Christy. Thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you just about 6 weeks from now here in West Palm.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Christy.
All right. Thanks, Christy. There she is, Christy Kerr, LPGA Tour Pro, joining us here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, and it's our ADT Championship Spotlight segment, of course, just 6 weeks away, the premier event of the LPGA Tour season, the 32 finest female golfers in the world vying for that $1 million first place prize. And for advanced tickets, you can log on to ADTChampionship.com or call 888-LPGA-TIX, that's 888-LPGA-TIX, or log on to ADTChampionship.com. And Christy Kerr, Pat, she's one of the best golfers in the world. And, you know, it seems like, for the most part, Lorena Ochoa and Annika Sorenstam, two non-Americans, have dominated this LPGA Tour season. Paula Kramer, probably number three in those big guns. But right after Paula Kramer, you got to say Christy Kerr, probably the second-best American female golfer in the world.
Oh, absolutely. And winning the U.S. Open, Women's Open last year, I think vaulted her into that high stratosphere of a major winner to go along with the multiple tournaments that she's won in her career. So even though she's I wouldn't say she's getting up there in age. She's going to be 31.
She'll be 31 a week from today, October 12th.
She's still got plenty of golf left in her. You know, she goes like Julie Inkster. She could play for another 15 years. So I think the best is still yet to come out of Christy. I think winning that major last year took a lot of pressure off of her. And now in her 30s, she can just kind of wheel and deal and let it loose. So I would expect her to actually continue to get better and see where that takes her.
I want to give out a couple of websites once again. First of all, the website for Birdies for Breast Cancer. It was launched in July of 2003 in honor of Christy's mother, who was diagnosed with breast cancer. BirdiesForBreastCancer.com is the website. All one word, BirdiesForBreastCancer.com. And, of course, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so please take a look at that. And then, of course, ADTChampionship.com is a website for advanced tickets for the ADT Championship coming up just about 5 months or 5 weeks from now. Trump International Golf Club right here in West Palm Beach in our backyard. 32 women. It's the finest female golfers in the world vying for that $1 million first place prize. You can also call 888-LPGA-TIX. That's 888-LPGA-TIX or log on to ADTChampionship.com. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic.